This is Morning Edition on KJZZ 91.5. Time for another story from our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
About 4 years ago, Anwar Newton was a bouncer at a dive bar in Phoenix. After leaving work around 3 a.m., he went to a Circle K for snacks one night before heading home. He left his Honda Civic running because his was the only car in the lot, and he thought it would only take a second. When he got back to his car, Anwar found a teenage boy sitting in the driver's seat. Anwar stood stunned as he watched the kid shift and drive away. But as Anwar started to dial 911, the car stalled out. The kid opened the door and shouted at him.
What happened next kind of threw me off because he said, "Hey, can you teach me how to drive this?" And I'm standing there and I'm confused. And I'm looking this person up and sizing him up. You know, a young black kid, light skin, had baggy cargo shorts, had a printed tee on. And I said, "Hey, what's going on? Do you need help? Do you need a ride somewhere? What's going on with you?" And he goes, "Yeah, man, can you just give me a ride down to 24th Street in Indian School?" And I was like, "All right, man, I can do that, but you gotta promise me you're not gonna stab me, or this is gonna be cool, right?" Yeah, man, it'll be fine, you know? And he climbed over the center console into the passenger seat. I was like, "Oh." And I get in the car and I sit there and my heart's still sort of racing, and then I start teaching him how to drive my car. And we start getting on the road and he goes, "Oh, I didn't mean 24th Street in Indian School. I'm at 48th Street and Baseline Road." So if you're from this town, you know the difference in mileage. And I go, "All right." And I get on the 51 heading south. And we're riding down, and in that car ride, I start to pick up on little clues about who this kid was. CJ was, and I call him CJ, I didn't get his name, I just shortened Carjacker to CJ. CJ started rifling through my belongings. He's going through my glove compartment. He's pulling my car registration, insurance cards out. Like, papers are on the floor. My CDs are everywhere. He's scatterbrained. I looked on his wrist. Had a medical bracelet on. I don't know if he got out of the hospital or a mental ward. We get to 48th Street, and we're heading south. And then, wouldn't you know, on 48th and Broadway is another Circle K. And I tell him, "Hey, I'm going to go inside. I'm going to get some gas. Do you want anything?" At this point, I kind of got him to calm down, right? And I go inside and I go to the cashier, very calmly to the cashier. I say, "Hey, I am being carjacked. My car is at pump 3. I'm gonna go get some water. You call the police. When I get back, we'll talk to them." She goes, "Got it." We get the police on the phone. We give them the rundown of who this person was, where we're at, the location. And in that moment, CJ comes walking in the doors. And he walks up to the cashier and he goes, "Hey, can I get a pack of cigarettes?" And he's a little agitated. And the older white cashier lady goes, "Do you have an ID?" And he goes, nah. And he turns around to head back outside. And that's when the police showed up. And I was blown away. This is a record response time. This had to have been like 3-4 minutes tops. And so the cops grab him, they place him against the counter, and they start emptying his pockets. And that's when I realized he had been pocketing nearly all of my belongings. He had my car registration, my CDs. And one of the cops said, "You want press charges or anything?" And I'm like, "Nah, man, I just want to go home." And begin to pull out of Circle K parking lot. And the three officers had the young man sitting on the curb. And as I passed by, all my windows were down. And I heard him yell out, "Hey, thank you for helping me." And I was like, "Huh, did I help him? I hope I did. I really hope I did. Thank you."
Anwar Newton is a stand-up comedian in Phoenix. You can hear more stories at our next night of live storytelling, Wednesday, January 23rd, at the Peoria Center for the Performing Arts. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more stories from local events on KJZZ. And you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.